Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Those who are dedicated to doing what's right often are challenged by the task in front of them, but they still do it. Ruth is going to take care of Naomi the best she can. In order to do that, she's going to need to choose to go out into a field and glean and take what she can and take it home, and hopefully it's enough to eat for that day. Not only that, I'm sure that working in the field as a gleaner was a tough situation for a young lady. People looking to take advantage of her and hurt her and use her rather than care for her. In Ruth, 2nd chapter, verses 1 and 2, it says, "Now Naomi had a relative of her husband's, a worthy man of the clan of Elimelech, whose name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, 'Let me go into the field and glean among the ears of grain, after him whose sight I shall find favor.' And she said to her, 'Go, my daughter.'" Elimelech was a worthy man. The word worthy would mean the following: intensive, powerful, by implication a warrior, a tyrant, a champion, a chief, a giant, a mighty, strong man, a valiant man. We may not be sure of the definition, but we are confident that Elimelech was no slouch. He most likely would not be hurting to find a wife. He had plenty of resources, and he was considered successful in his day. Ruth was vulnerable, and she needed to be provided for and protected. When she chose to go out and beg or glean to provide for her mother-in-law, remember, this was not her mother, it was her mother-in-law, she would have placed herself in a very humbling position. Think about that. Somebody placing themselves in a very humbling position so that they could help somebody older who needs help. This wasn't about Ruth's life. This was about caring for her mother-in-law and doing the best possible job she could in that arena. Ruth was not grabbing for what she could get out of this life. She was looking for ways to invest in this life. And God seems to always work through true humility. For those who humble themselves are positioned to help others while pointing to God. And that's what life is really about. God has told us that even helping somebody with a cup of water in his name is like giving him a cup of water. We are his hands. We are his feet. We're the ones who get the privilege of being in service for our King. Those around us who are needy are in a position for those that have resources to care for them. And that's what's meant by loving your neighbor. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch. Goodbye for now.